This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome to this holiday weekend. Larry Richard along with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We needed a break. And you know how much the sunshine makes a difference. Now, it just came out in the city a little bit. Just some burst through the clouds and all of a sudden you feel completely different.
Absolutely. I noticed it just a few minutes ago.
How long have you been here now?
Almost 20 years.
Yeah, that's a long time. And when I got here originally with KDK Radio and Television, it was 37 years ago.
Wow.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know, at what point do you say, that's it? Or someone tells you that's it. Well, I want to introduce you to someone who spent the exact same time at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse here. Chef Dennis Denk is with us, and he is hanging up his hat. What do you call that chef's hat? Is there a special name for that, Dennis?
No, not exactly. But thank you for having me.
Well, and, congratulations on an extraordinary career as the executive chef at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse here in Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much.
Now, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's the question. But spend time with my wife and family and do some travel. And we're going to Greece this year and time to relax. But yeah, it's been a great run.
Well, Dennis, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was curious to know. I lived in New Orleans back in the mid to late 90s, and I got to meet Ruth Fritel, the person who is behind this wonderful idea of Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. I know the story behind the original one. Did you meet Ruth Fritel? And if so, tell me about it.
Yes, I did. And when we opened up here 37 years ago, she was here with her team and helped us open up the restaurant. And very wonderful woman.
And tell us, what is the signature, for those that don't know, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse? I know your sizzling steaks that come to the table, which, by the way, I'm a big fan of.
Yes, that's our signature. It comes to the table on a sizzling plate with butter, and there's no other like it.
And, of course, you can't have that, in my opinion, Dennis, without these two key ingredients on its side, spinach souffle and garlic mashed potatoes.
There you go. That's the best.
Wow. But for those that don't know, when you're an executive chef or a chef or you work in the restaurant industry, it is long hours and you spend a lot of time there. You're gonna feel it, though. People are now counting on you that know you personally. Well, Dennis can cook for us out in the grill.
Yeah, that's happened a couple of times.
So give us some grill tips for the weekend for us amateurs.
Well, hopefully the sun is out. That makes it all better, like you were just saying. And, you know, have fun. and
no, no, I don't mean that. No, no, give us your secrets. Don't be hoarding your secrets. We know about that part. What's the best way to grill a steak on, let's say, a Blackstone? Those new griddle grills are really popular.
Well, it has to be hot. I mean, that's the way we do it here. It's got to be really hot so it sears it in. And that's the key ingredient, is the heat, so that it cooks on the outside, not from the inside out. When the grill is not hot, it just cooks on the inside and faster than it does on the outside. So I suggest a really hot grill. And be careful, because it'll flame up. But that's the key ingredient.
Unfortunately, Dennis, if I'm correct, none of us can do it like you do it, because the temperatures you're cooking at are way above what we could do at home.
Yeah, like 1,200 degrees.
Exactly right. And that's, you know, and when people ask me that, I'm like, I can't even do it at home, and I do this every day.
Right.
So, but it's the 1,200 degrees makes a difference.
That said, I'm curious, someone with your skills, do you watch any shows, you know, these cooking shows? Is there a favorite?
Yeah, I watch the, you know, Beat Bobby Flay and things like that. And, yeah, I guess I'm geeky like that.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it.
Paul, and, do you watch shows like that, don't you?
I don't watch the shows themselves like that you would see on the Food Network. But what I do watch, Dennis, is cooking videos on YouTube. And there's a couple people I follow there. One of them is a guy called Chef John, has a channel called Food Wishes, and he's a terrific chef. I love watching him. He's apparently now making his entire living doing this. And there's a couple other people I follow. They post, you know, short videos, 7 to 10 minutes.
Right, right. I've watched them too when I need to do some research. And yeah, it's very helpful.
I got an idea for a name for a show you could do, Dennis.
Yes.
Called Hot as Hell.
that might catch on.
And we just heard today, as a matter of fact, Paul shared this with us, a new TV series featuring celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay. They're looking for struggling restaurants around the region here and in Detroit and Cleveland. But in the meantime,
hey, could you imagine them unleashing Gordon Ramsay inside Ruth's Chris here in Pittsburgh?
Send him down to Permane's.
Yeah.
All right, Dennis, thank you. Congratulations on a great career. By the way, someone said, is Ruth's Chris closing?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, someone, we're going strong and continuing on.
Yeah, someone goes, hey, I told him I was having you on. They're like, I heard Ruth's Chris closing. So that's true. Good. We'll dispel that.
No, yeah.
All right, Dennis, thank the celebrity chef now.
Congratulations.
Thank you for having me.
All right, man. Appreciate you being on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Make sure you download the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Take us with you wherever you go. If you're going camping, traveling, we'll keep you posted on breaking news and weather information. And Paul, you said today, kicking off this holiday weekend is something special.
It's
going
a very
on.
Special day. A friend of mine just reminded me moments ago in an exchange of texts that today is 143 day.
Which means?
Honors Fred Rogers to promote kindness. 143, by the way,
was his
represents
weight.
The words, I love you, based on the number of letters in each word. And we do it on May 23rd every year now. Isn't that cool?
Wait a minute. May 20. Why? What's the connection?
143. It's the 143rd day of the year.
Ah.
And that happens every year on that day. And it just happens to be today, May 23rd, Friday.
I'm a little slow. Mr. Rogers had to talk extra slow when talking to me, Larry.
One of Fred Rogers' biggest fans in our newsroom is Andrew Lindbergh. I don't know if he's here yet.
No.
But
well, he heard the boss was off, so he decided to...
He's got a ton of great Fred Rogers memories. Right. And I have to say that Tom Hanks' job in Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood was a great movie and a wonderful performance.
I thought he did a good job. You know what's cool is Marty Griffin wears Mr. Rogers' shoes.
Wouldn't that be cool to come and see him? He's got his Lululemon going, right? And some kind of a hoodie. And then he's got the Fred Rogers, you know, deck shoes going.
he's got them on backwards. Today, by the way, we had mentioned yesterday, we had the chief of Shaler Police on, Chief Sean Frank, and he introduced us to a Gold Star family member whose father was killed in Vietnam. And the wall that they travel with is in Shaler at Anderson Field near Shaler High School. And 2 o'clock today, they're having a special ceremony. And if you haven't been to the wall in Washington, D.C., it is something to see. And so we invite you.
I mean, isn't that perfect timing for the Memorial Day weekend?
Absolutely. And if you want to listen back, that song an hour ago with Rocky Blyer that he co-wrote, pretty powerful stuff. This weekend also kicks off summer movies. And Paul, along with Mr. Tom Cruise as Ethan Hawke, here are the top 20 movies of the summer, as told by CBS's Rick Damigella.
Summer movie season kicks off Memorial Day weekend as the live-action remake of Lilo and Stitch and Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning ride into theaters. A week later, the month of May comes to a close with Karate Kid Legends making its way to movie screens.
Welcome to the Continental. Checking in.
A jam-packed June will see Ana de Armas join the John Wick universe in Ballerina, a live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon, the horror threequel 28 Years Later, Pixar's Elio, the racing drama F1 the Movie, and Megan 2.0, all vying for moviegoers' attention. Dinosaurs stomp back into theaters in July with Jurassic World Rebirth, followed by James Gunn's Superman, the remake of I Know What You Did Last Summer, a new animated Smurfs adventure, and Marvel's The Fantastic Four First Steps.
Showtime.
And the month of August sees the release of The Bad Guys 2, the remake of The Naked Gun, the long-awaited sequel Freakier Friday, the horror mystery Weapons, action comedy Nobody 2, dark comedy Honey Don't, and the reboot of The Toxic Avenger starring Peter Dinklage. Getting an extra-large popcorn in Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
That's what you're going to do this weekend. You're going to see Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning.
The only one that popped out at me that I might be interested in, I've got to check it out, is that F1 movie.
I thought you were going to say Naked Gun. What's the F1 movie?
It's about F1 racing.
Oh, Formula One. Yeah. Okay. As opposed to the F...
Yeah, the F word racing.
F2.
Yeah. That's me on the way home from work.
When's the last movie you saw in a theater?
Jeez, I can't recall. I hope it's not. I don't go to the theater much to see movies. I usually just watch them when they're on TV. But I go to the theater when I really want to see a movie on the big screen.
Mission Impossible would be one of those.
This would be one of them. I know that the last one I can remember because I wanted to see it on a big screen was Top Gun Maverick.
And that was terrific on a big screen.
Exactly.
Lonzo's in there. He can't wait till 10 o'clock. You'll be hearing a tire screech. Lonzo filling in for Aaron Farragonio, who's camping, our producer. Lonzo, When is the last time you went to a movie in a theater?
It might have been... It's been a few years. I think the last time I saw was Avengers, either Endgame or Infinity War. One of those two. So, it might have been Endgame.
And did you go to a theater where you could select your seat in advance?
Yeah.
See, that to me is the game changer.
Me too.
It's actually what I did.
All right. Next question for you, Paul.
Uh-oh.
What is your go-to snacks in the theater?
My go-to snacks in the theater would be, what is buttered popcorn?
Lonzo?
Butter popcorn.
Yeah, butter popcorn, but a side of either Sour Patch Kids or Snow Caps. Let's be honest.
You know, for me, the thing I really like, and the first time it happened when I got to pick out a seat, was at the AMC waterfront. And they had an upper level that you could go to sit in the upper, you know, with the recliners. And there's a little bar there, and you you can get a drink and take it in with you and enjoy a nice bourbon when you're watching the movie.
There it is, Lonzo.
That's what I really prefer at the
Paul,
movie.
Paul, at the movies with the bar next door. I got you. And you're seeing Mission Impossible, right?
That'll be the one.
925 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. She knows it's coming. Powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. So, Ellen, last movie you saw in a theater?
The Led Zeppelin documentary. We saw it at the Lindsay Theater up in Sewickley.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to take it back now. I remember I went to the Lindsay and I saw the movie Unsinkable. That's the last time I was at the theater.
Did you recognize anyone in that film?
I recognized you, you crazy guy, you.
I play a senator, and I'm seated at the inquiry table.
You did a beautiful job of saying nothing.
Looking like I'm...
Looking senatorial.
Yes.
Yes, very stately, I thought.
That was a wonderful movie.
Did you see it too, Ellen?
I sure did, of course. I just haven't asked you for your autograph yet. I was waiting for that.
The Lindsay is great, by the way.
Don Swickley.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Axelrod is down there. I got to reach out to him. He's in the know when it comes to films.
Swinging a liner over Hayes toward the left field corner. Base hit. Pham races to cut it off from the wall. He will on the track. Touching third. Steer heading home. The relay from Kiner Falefa. The tag. He's out. Davis gets the tag down. And Steer is wrangled at the plate to keep the Pirates in the lead. Good play all around. Pham to Kiner Falefa to Davis. And the Pirates take a 2-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the sixth.
Arr. Every Friday we check in with Pirates broadcaster Joe Block, who you just heard call that terrific defensive play. They need more of those, but it was a good one, and they won a series and won back-to-back games for the first time in a while. Last night they scored more than four runs for the first time in a while, but came up short against the Brew Crew. Let's go to Joe Block. Good morning.
After hearing that, for some reason, I want steak with my eggs this morning. Why? Why do I feel that way? I don't know.
That was fun. You know, that was the viral MLB play of that day. And certainly a lot of people saw that. It was encouraging to see with all the acrimony that's going on to string a couple of games. More importantly, the two back-to-back wins.
Yeah, it's all about winning ball games, and the Pirates clearly wish they could flip their record at this stage of the year. So the more that they can get going in their direction, the better. But, you know, hopefully starting to play some better baseball here. You know, last night, even though they lost a few more runs, we've seen some good defensive plays. Joey Bart made a terrific play yesterday. I don't know what the Brewers were doing. They were trying to bunt with second and third and one out, and the guy bunted, and it barely was off the ground. And I called it a shoestring catch. It was for a catcher on a bunt that barely went in the air, and then they got a double play. The guy was running off second base. So we've seen some better plays lately, and hopefully, you know, portending that the Pirates are moving in the right direction, starting to maybe play some better baseball here going forward.
And you also know this Brew Crew very well. Over the years, you're here 10 years.
10 years now, so I don't really know anybody.
Well, I don't mean you know them. You know the organization.
Sure, yeah. I mean, no. There's a few people that still work there. It's been 10 years.
All right, next question, sir.
Yeah,
All right, let's skip
that. I remember working there, yes.
All right. It has been a decade, okay. But yeah. I figured, you know, you had some since Bob Uecker passed, I guess nobody. So.
Sure.
All right, let's move on.
Well, no, I mean, I still know people there, sure. And I went over to the clubhouse yesterday just to...
Who are you?
So the people that... Yeah, right. Yeah, I did. I have to introduce myself to just about everybody over there now, and that's okay. But, yeah, it was... that's something that I was thinking about today with Paul Skeens pitching for the Pirates tonight because his dad, Craig, Paul's dad, Craig, recommended to Paul, who has a pretty a better-than-average awareness of baseball... in baseball history for someone who's 22 years old. But his dad, Craig, said, hey, you're going to Milwaukee. Make sure you get a picture with Bob Uecker if you can, if you can meet him. And he did. Paul sought him out, and Uecker really enjoyed it. Paul really enjoyed it. They had a handshake and talked and had a couple laughs before the game. And then the next night, Paul throws 7 no-hit innings and strikes out 11 Brewers. And it was, but I just remember him talking about it, both Uecker and Paul talking about getting a chance, two greats meeting one another. And of course, Uecker passed away in January. So I'm so glad that Paul Skeens got that experience too. So, and he'll pitch against the Brewers for the first time since then here tonight.
All right. That said, I wanted to ask you about Gene Lamont. He came out of retirement at age 78. Now he's a special advisor. Does that mean they're not going to get a bench coach?
Well, we've seen in recent years, I think Clint Hurdle didn't have someone that was technically named a bench coach for a long time. The Brewers, who are in town, have an associate manager in Ricky Weeks. So it's not necessarily a position that has to be filled under that title. But what he's doing is, in essence, being a bench coach. I think they're leaving some room in case the travel becomes too much that, you know, perhaps he may not be on every road trip, for instance, but he is the head counsel for Donnie Kelly, obviously a veteran manager, former manager of the year, longtime coach, who knows, as Bob Walk was telling me, I asked him, you know, cause I wasn't around obviously when Gino was here, I said, you know, what was he like? And when he was a coach, when Bob Walk played for the Pirates, Bob said, well, he knows so much about baseball. I would always go to him and Tommy Sant, another one of the coaches for baseball. And of course, Jim Leland recognized Gene Lamont in his Hall of Fame speech last year and said that, you know, he couldn't have been as successful of a manager without Gene Lamont. So Donnie Kelly, very smartly, I think, right? You know, he says, hey, would you come on board, come out of retirement and help us out? And hopefully he'll help out Donnie, but also all the other coaches and all the Pirates players to play better baseball.
Yeah, Don Kelly's nearly half his age and not afraid to get sage advice. And I talked to Bill Hillgrove yesterday, and he noticed that in the game on Tuesday that he saw in the dugout, I know Donnie wanted to come out and talk to the umps, and he kind of told him, you know, pick your fights, because he had already been tossed out of games twice.
Yeah, I think it was funny. Lamont was saying that, you know, he didn't sign up for this to be the manager, you know, two out of every few games, you know, because
that was funny.
He's already been tossed a couple of times. I thought that was really funny, too. So, yeah, it's just one of those things where I think Donnie's just, this is something he's been dreaming of probably since his, you know, toward the tail end of his playing days. And so he's just excited to really show the guys that he's behind them. But yeah, cooler heads prevail most of the time. It doesn't mean you don't go out there once in a while, but I think that's one of the many things I think Gene Lamont will do for the Pirates and for Donnie Kelly.
And I asked Jim Leland after Don was named a manager, I said, what is your advice to him? He said, I just told Donnie, just be Donnie Kelly. And then coincidentally, to name drop some more, I had Clint Hurdle on this week, and Clint ends up being the bench coach in Colorado.
Isn't that funny? It's funny how baseball works. But, you know, when people know the game of baseball and have had success and are willing to lend their knowledge, then hey, there's a natural fit there. Obviously, Colorado, they're, what, 8-42?
Right.
They need some assistance there. And so, you know, trying to get things going, that makes a lot of sense. So the Pirates need to get things going. Makes a lot of sense in that regard too. So Warren Schaefer, good luck to him too. You know, the Pirates will still see the Rockies a couple times this year. Vandergrift guy. So, I think that makes a lot of sense. And I like seeing that. I like seeing baseball people who've played or managed or, you know, really know the game, helping teach it to the next generation. So the baseball continues to be that great sport that it is.
Tonight, 6:40, first pitch at PNC Park, Bucks and the Brewers, and Paul Skeens on the mound. And always listen for Mr. Joe Block. Joe, always enjoy our conversations. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, a second national security recommendation on the U.S. Steel-Nippon Steel merger has been sent to President Donald Trump. The panel was divided.
But I'm hoping he says, I can make this all right by doing this, strictly for our Mon Valley and the rest of the region.
And the Nippon Steel president told reporters in Tokyo that talks with the administration are still underway and they're waiting to hear back from the White House.
This vote is not is about making the tough decision today that will ensure a brighter future for Penn State.
That is PSU trustee Brandon Short, one of the trustees who voted 25-8 last night to close 7 branch campuses, including New Kent, Fayette, and Chenango.
So let's do the math. If you go back 10 years at those 7 branches, a 43% reduction in enrollment, and you're still putting money out for this, it doesn't figure.
Yes, it doesn't. How about the weather for the holiday weekend? It's going to be cool with some showers today and Saturday, and then?
You're definitely guaranteed dry Sunday, and the next time we're going to see rain is likely Monday night to Tuesday.
And really, any showers today or tomorrow are going to be very infrequent and brief, right?
Yes, and it's starting to break now. So we had the early rain move east and moving out of the area. So we'll get warmer. I got an idea for you.
Okay.
You were looking for something to do. Huh. Yeah, baby. Tonight, PPG Paints. You know who this is, don't you?
Barry Manilow's Copacabana.
I remember they had an album with him where the actual recording of his grandfather when Barry was a little kid saying, sing it, Batty, sing it. You remember when Shumway and I interviewed him? He goes, hi, guys, it's Barry.
And here we go. Her name was Lola.
You'll see Marty in the mosh pit tonight, I'm sure.
Be in jail. Or your house with that grilling tips crap we've been hearing for like a month now.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
You smoke meat.
Up next.
You're a meat smoker.
How do you slice cheese? Come on, man.
Come on,
what
man.
What are you doing here, man?
Coming up 10 until 2, it is Marty Griffin.
My wife is nuts. Well, she's married to me. That would.
What happened?
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Why is your wife nuts?
Well, she's in the yard right now. Right now, with earmuffs on, putting friggin' flowers in.
It's not that colder, is it?
I mean, she's got gloves on and earmuffs. I think she had a couple of gummies at like 7:30 and they kicked in, so she's eating some of the flowers. What the hell? You know, our daughter's graduating from high school and we're having a party next weekend and you're not invited. So, but we'd like people to send us money.
What are you having, a GoFundMe?
Yeah, why not? Go send her to college fund. Off the top of the show, I'm interested in this. What did you say, Larry, your tuition was when you first went to Clarion?
$1,500 a semester.
Yeah, and I went to Ohio University. It was about the same. We're going to talk about college and what's happened, because this whole discussion about Penn State can be expanded to what's happening in America, right? I mean, what's happened to college tuition since we went to school? My boy, Paul Wood, when he went to Ohio State, it was $270 a semester. A semester. So what is that? About $600 a year. So what the hell is a quarter? So $1,200 a year. So right now it's about $60,000. So what the hell, Larry?
And if you really don't know what you're doing, in other words, if you're not chasing a teacher's certification or engineer. What are you doing?
What are you doing? You're accruing debt of about $300,000. We got to talk about this as they talk about, and it does rip my heart out. These branch campuses, man, these small towns. I went to KDU. in Katanning, that town relied on that. Right. You take these schools away, man, but at some point, we're going to have to get our grip on this because college is no longer affordable to middle-class families, no longer.
And think about Chenango there near Sharon and that Youngstown area. Sharon just lost their hospital.
Right.
I think it's coming back. But, I mean, they're on the edge economically.
And Penn State has more debt than almost every major college in America.
But they have such tremendous alumni support.
They built too much. They hired too many big, egoed, high-salaried professors. And the expansion was too quickly, and the population got too small. And Larry, these smaller schools like in Michigan and Ohio, they're in deep trouble, and the small towns around them are screwed. It's a big problem in America. The Wall Street Journal just did it. Every small town that has a college, like Northern Illinois, and, you know what I'm saying, Western Michigan, all these schools, man, losing tremendous amount of students. It's a big problem in America.
Big challenges.
I'm going to ask people what you paid when you went to school.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.